Happy Sabbath, everybody. I am very happy to be back here. You guys are very dear to my heart, and I'm happy to see that you've had a successful Pathfinder year. Maggie asked me to just say a brief word, and if we could just bow our heads. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this gorgeous day. Thank you for bringing us here safely, Lord. You know the week that we've had. As we celebrate the end of this Pathfinder year, Lord, and even the end of VBS, all the kids that were involved this week, Lord, I praise you and I thank you. Please let your spirit be with us now. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So, Pathfinders, briefly, God wants to use you. You have spent the past several months, it hasn't been a complete year, but you've spent the past several months kind of cramming your head full of stuff, right? You've learned about knots, we saw in the slideshow, you learned about snakes, you learned a bunch of stuff to help you go camping. How was camp this year, by the way? Was it good? It was good? Okay. So basically, you spent all these months learning all these different things, and the purpose of it was not just to fill your head with a bunch of things. The purpose of it was, you know, team building, camaraderie, you know, friendship, but also so that you could use the things you learned this year to serve others. One of my favorite stories in the Bible is the story of Moses, when God asked him to do something really big, to help his own people. Instead of being enthusiastic and saying, oh, of course, Lord, what do you want me to do first? Do you know what Moses did? Do you remember? Do you remember what he did? What did he do? Anybody? Anybody remember what Moses did when God asked him to do something really big? Yes, sir. Perfect answer. He complained. He made excuses. He said, well, Lord, I don't know how to talk. They don't know who I am. They don't know who you are. What do you want me to do again? Can you get somebody else, please? But instead of allowing Moses to back out, God said, you know what? What's that in your hand? Does anybody remember what was in Moses' hand? A staff. That's right. God said, I will use that staff to free my people. And lo and behold, he did. He did so many beautiful miracles with it. Point is, God wants to use what's now in your hand to serve him. So lots of people say when they're learning like math, how am I ever going to use math in life, right? So you could even say, how am I going to use knots to serve other people? Well, maybe the point wasn't the knot itself, but maybe the point was being resourceful. Maybe there's something that you have that you can use to give to somebody else. Maybe there's something that you have to serve somebody else. Maybe somebody needs your help. Maybe they just need your strong arm to lift and carry something. But this summer, there is something that you can find to do that will help somebody else. And by doing so, you will be God's hands and feet. God promises us in Galatians that we should not be weary in well-doing. That means that we shouldn't get tired of helping other people. Not just because there's a blessing at the end for us, there is, but also because he wants people to see his love. And sometimes the only way that that can happen is if you serve them. So congratulations on your awesome year. And I want to encourage you to look for ways this summer, while you're not in school, to serve other people. Amen.